And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking today with Dr. Tim Schaefer, Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy and Professor in the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. We're talking about the mascot debate here, which is, like a lot of things in the news right now, it is kind of a divisive issue in our community. And, that caller's last response kind of really showed, people are really passionate about this issue, and some maybe don't think it's the most important issue to take up right now.
Yeah, I mean, so just to respond, and thanks for the comment, the caller there. I think, one of the points that they made was the sense of kind of prioritization, right? So what are the things we need to be focusing on or kind of attending to? And so, first and foremost, we're just weeks away, presumably from the beginning of a school year here in the district. I think the 12th is what's been slated as the first day. And so the question now that the State Board of Education voted as it did yesterday, not to follow the order from Governor Kelly, there's a big question there. So, right, there's a lot to figure out. And so I would agree with the caller in that sense of like, where do we need to be focusing immediately? But that doesn't mean we can't maintain, I think multiple threads kind of at the same time. We have this capacity. And so, part of the kind of work that I often talk about of, saying we need to have these participatory processes and we need to have the ability to make kind of informed judgments. Part of that is doing some of the research, right? So what's coming into this? Because as we noted, right, the mascot question here has, the mascot has been present for a very long time, since 1940. And I cannot speak to the comfort or ease at which that has existed over different periods of time. But I would note, as it's part of kind of a larger kind of national conversation about kind of mascots and particularly Native American mascots in sports, there are a couple really interesting resources that I think could be found pretty easily. And one is fairly old now, from 1997, called In Whose Honor? American Indian Mascots in Sports. And then there's a more recent one from just a few years ago that I just became aware of when the Washington football team discussion really kind of erupted recently, called More Than a Word, which is a look at kind of the growing movement to change the name of the Washington NFL team. And I would encourage not just to the caller, but to other listeners who are maybe thinking about this question, that it is worthwhile, regardless of one's kind of position, to make as informed kind of a decision on this for yourself, whether that actually ends up being impactful in a policy debate, for example, or something such as this. But to be able to understand the complexity, so that documentary from a few years ago, 2017, I believe, was actually put together by two brothers who are part of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. Obviously going to have a kind of a perspective, but one that is grounded in presumably a lot of lived experience and kind of intimate knowledge of this. So I would encourage all listeners, whether it's this issue or others, to be informed as possible, to not simply rely on kind of the news feeds on things like Facebook or Twitter, or the kind of preferred conversations that we have, right? The echo chambers that might reinforce it, whether it's the gas station where we meet up with folks in the morning before we're off to work or wherever else, that we have the ability to look at the complexity of issues. And it doesn't mean, we can't have this raised as a concern for the community, even if we are primarily focusing on the immediate need of, as the caller noted rightly, figuring out how do we educate young people in this community and how do we do it safely, not just for the students, but for everybody else, whether it's the teachers, the staff, the bus drivers, the parents who are guardians who are picking kids up and dropping them off, things like that. So, it highlights, I'll leave it maybe here, I think the complexity of these things, but it also doesn't mean we shouldn't engage them. We just need to find better ways to do so.
Yeah. Most of us can walk and chew gum at the same time. So I don't think the school board can't do a few different things at the same time.
Yeah, and they don't have to all be kind of addressed in the same window, right? Mm-hmm. There is truly an immediate need. I'm a parent. I have multiple children. Two of them are in school, and we're really trying to understand what is going on as it relates to how we're choosing to parent, how we're choosing to kind of live our lives, how we're approaching the academic year for them and what it means and for all of us. And so yeah, I just to reiterate it, right, this is a primary place, I think, in everybody's minds, and it should be. And at the same time, how do we begin what might be, frankly, and I would imagine so, a longer conversation around these things again, even if it has seemingly been addressed relatively recently in the past. But it doesn't mean it, for all the reasons that we're seeing nationally, the discussion or the strong reaction to monuments, to mascots and the like, that we're not kind of reconsidering it with the new information that we have today. And that is different from maybe 4 years ago, or 40 years ago, or whatever it might be, because we're seeing things differently. Not necessarily that it needs to be, you know, completely altered or shifted away from where it has been, but we do need to at least consider the further information about the issue at hand.
All right. Well, Dr. Shaver, we'll leave it there, and we'll have you on again next month. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
And we will continue in focus with Jardine Coleman from Pawnee Mental Health next on News Radio KMAN.